Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. We are live on Rumble, live on Twitter. You can get the Shannon Joy Show on any podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. We're on Spreely TV, that's Roku TV and Apple TV. And of course, our flagship 50,000 watt AM blowtorch, News Radio Wham 1180, where we broadcast the Shannon Joy Show every day. It's the flagship station of the show. So great to be with all of you today. The live chat is already lively. Vidana, looks like World War III fizzled out for now already. I know, it's amazing. The news cycle is ridiculously fast, that 24-hour news cycle. And yeah, I guess no one cares about World War III anymore. We talked about it briefly yesterday. The fear porn just isn't having the impact that it has over the past couple years. People are tuning out. It's changing the entire landscape of independent media, news media, the way that we consume it today in the United States of America. And that leads me to my amazing guest today on the Shannon Joy Show, an old friend of the Shannon Joy Show. Alex Newman is with us today. We met years ago back when I was in a tiny little double-wide trailer in a cornfield, little teeny radio station where we launched the Shannon Joy Show. And Alex, you are plugging away as well. If you guys don't know Alex Newman, you need to know him. He's an award-winning international journalist. He taught school for over a decade. We met during the rollout of the Common Core Education Initiative. That's when I did my deep dive into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, their connection to the Bush Family Foundation, and all of the public-private partnerships that were used to take over every public school across the country, and also the underpinnings of UNESCO, United Nations. You knew about the New World Order and the Great Reset and Agenda 2030 decades ago, Alex Newman, and you've been diligently reporting on that ever since. I can't believe we haven't gotten together, in the past few years, but you have really grown your platform. His recent book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, it's been endorsed by top leaders in education, media, military. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle is @AlexNewman_JOU, and get all of his information, his newsletter, and his latest book at his website, libertysentinel.org. Alex Newman, welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. It's so good to see you again.
It's great to be here. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much, Shannon, and thank you for having me.
You've been doing so much amazing work. Let's get started first on just how you've built your platform. From when we last talked almost a decade ago, you were a regular on the Shannon Joy Show in those early days, and you really have built this independent media platform, which is always very interesting to me because I think an independent media is going to serve an incredibly important purpose in the next 24 months, as we really resist and rage against the New World Order, the Great Reset, all of the things which you are going to educate us on today.
Well, thank you, Shannon. And yet, you know, there's been a full-blown war on any independent voice in the media, and that includes you, that includes us. You know, I'm senior editor at the New American Magazine. They actually deleted our YouTube channel without warning. We were almost at 50,000 subscribers. They had already deleted previous YouTube channels. Then we had the Google and the UN come together and say, hey, we have a partnership now. We're going to silence, they call it misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, which ironically can be true information that just damages their narrative and true story. So they're waging full-blown war on us. They're trying to take down our advertisers. And yet people are so sick of the lies that they will search far and wide to find voices that will bring the truth to them, people that will do the research, break it down in easy to understand terms. So I think you're exactly right. Over the next few years here, independent voices in the media are going to be absolutely critical. We were critical, and I don't mean to toot you know, our own horns, but during the pandemic, I mean, the constant barrage of, it wasn't even fake news. It was just psychological terrorism masquerading as news. And then, you know, there was a handful of us that said, no, wait a minute here. You know, my first response to this, and I'm sure you were thinking the same thing, was, wait a minute, why are they trying to stampede us into being afraid? No matter how scary this virus is, I'm quite sure the government response is going to be infinitely worse than the virus. And they're preparing more crises for us now. So we've got to stand firm. We've got to stand on the truth and appreciate all that you've been doing for all these years, not just on education, but on the pandemic and everything else.
I think that the training on Common Core, that deep dive and a real understanding of the United Nations, the formation, UNESCO, all of the agendas and the plans that they roll out, it's very clear to us that there is a desire to form a global governance, right? A very real desire. And it seems as if they have infiltrated both political parties, most of our infrastructure at the federal level, and much of our state infrastructure as well. And so that training in Common Core, I think, prepared us, both you and I, and those who stood up very early in 2020 against the lockdowns, for this agenda. I had also been reporting on vaccines as well for about 5 years prior to. So if you've gone down the vaccine tunnel, you really knew what was going on, but you were right there as well. I wanted to invite you on today, and I hope you'll be a regular guest on the Shannon Joy Show, because you have a really great grasp on the big picture and also how the big picture is implemented at the local level and impacts regular people. And I think that's the key here in getting people aware and alarmed about what's on the horizon for us, right? Eating the bugs, 15-minute cities, living in the pods, right? All of the terrible things. People need to be able to conceive of that and conceptualize that so that they can become alarmed enough to actually get into action and resist from the local level. So if you wouldn't mind, we're going to go straight through. I know I only have you until 11:30, so I want to give you the majority of the rest of the time, and we'll skip our commercial breaks until after that. We have to let you go. But can you help us understand the big picture, right? Why did COVID happen? How does it play into the agenda of the New World Order and the Great Resetters? And where is it going in the next 18 to 24 months?
Well, thank you, Shannon. And, you know, I think part of the reason why studying Common Core prepared us so well to deal with the pandemic is because it's the same cast of characters, Bill Gates of hell, the UN. I mean, it's the same group of gangsters who were unleashing the new and improved mechanism to take us into this new world odor, as I call it, because it's got a bad smell. But, you know, the big picture is really what George H.W. Bush told us on national television in 1991. I mean, I was, 5 years old at that time. I wasn't even living in the country, so I wasn't paying attention. But George Bush told us that we're going to have a new world order, that it's going to be based on a credible United Nations, which I think is quite the oxymoron, and that they're going to be using their peacekeeping role, which, you know, everybody who knows about the UN knows that's their troops, their military. They call them peacekeeping forces, but really they're barbarians. So they're famous around the world for raping women and children, slaughtering civilians, forcing people to live under dictatorships. Ugh. Really nasty group of people. And then when someone blows the whistle on the child raping, they go after the whistleblower instead of the child rapist. So that gives you a sense of who these peace forces are. And he said, we're going to use the UN's peacekeeping role to bring about the vision of the UN's founders. And I think that goes over most people's heads because, you know, most of us were educated in brainwash camps masquerading as schools. So we don't know what that really means.
Right.
And if you go back and look at the founders of the UN, You had, after World War II, you had on one side of the table, you had the Soviets, Joseph Stalin and his foreign minister, Mr. Molotov. These were literally some of the worst savages to ever walk on this planet. Together, they slaughtered tens of millions of their own people, not even to mention the people in other countries they slaughtered. And then on our side, we sent this guy, Alger Hiss, that everybody should know. He should be a household name, but he's not because of what happened. So they really liked him. They made him the head of the conference that wrote the UN Charter. He took all these weirdos down to the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, where they do weird occult rituals and dance in front of a 40-foot stone owl like a bunch of pervs. And it's true. There's a whole PhD paper on how Alger Hiss took them all down to Bohemian Grove so they could do their little weird stuff there.
Creeps.
They are. They really, really are. And, if Americans knew one tenth of what these people do, these people would be put in jail. There's no question about it. So they went back. Then they made this guy, Alger Hiss, the first Secretary General of the UN. And then we prosecuted him. Incidentally, it was Richard Nixon who prosecuted him because we found out he was a spy working for Joseph Stalin. So when Bush told us we're going to have a new world order where the rule of law will govern nations, he's talking about global law, where the UN's peacekeeping forces, their military forces, will implement the vision of the UN's founders. That's really the overarching vision, a one-world totalitarian system with a one-world economy. They're rapidly moving us toward a one-world religious system, and I've watched this play out. I've been going to these UN climate summits. A couple years ago, I was in Egypt for the COP27. They had a bunch of these UN-affiliated religious folks walking up to the top of Mount Sinai. They brought out the new Ten Commandments. They told me on camera that they're working on a third covenant. Right. So, we got the old covenant, the new covenant, the UN and friends is working on the third covenant. So we're seeing very rapidly the emergence of a one world economy, a one world government and a one world religious system. And, it's just people like me and you and the people who follow us who are saying, wait a minute here. I'm not sure this is such a great idea.
Right. All of that power consolidated into so few hands, most of them corrupt. I call them megalomaniac, control freak, lunatics. I mean, a lot of these people are psychopaths. I mean, there's no other way to describe these people. They have too much money, too much time, really disgusting proclivities and tendencies. And we've allowed them somehow to just amass an enormous amount of power at the hands of our own government, our own state governments, and really over the course of the past 50 years, I would say that's where I've seen it accelerate, right? It had all the underpinnings, but I think you can say today that the majority of elected officials in Washington, D.C. and bureaucrats are completely fine with this idea. It's almost like it's inevitable. They don't even try to fight it. They're like, yeah, we don't like it, but this is just the way things are going to go. Just like AI and the technocracy and the merging of man and machine and the transhumanism. It's like, oh, well, and I'm like, no, actually, we don't have to do this, right?
We shouldn't. Okay, no.
Right. Yeah. But it just seems like there is such a small appetite, so to speak, to even have this discussion with most elected officials, tragically, even on the Republican side. And they'll talk to you about it, right, at one of their town hall meetings. But when it comes to actual discernible policy outcome, it's never anything, right?
You're exactly right, Shannon. And if people needed more proof of that, just look at the last couple of years, right? Republicans had the House of Representatives, and what did they do? Under the leadership of Mike Johnson, by the way, a self-proclaimed Bible-believing Christian, Mr. Conservative, passed all
the Bible thumper, that's for sure. He thumps Bible hard, right?
And what a fraud. What a total fraud. I mean, what part of the Bible authorizes you to fund all of Joe Biden's tyranny, all of his lies, all this persecution of political? But it's really, really grotesque. And we saw the same thing with the Republicans in the Senate right before the Republicans took over the House. They passed this $1.7 trillion omnibus with massive amounts of money to do all of this wickedness. It's really, frankly, pathetic. We really do have a uni party. There's a handful of Republicans that are trying to fight. There's a handful of Democrats that maybe aren't quite sure whether this is all the best thing to do. But there's such a small faction within Congress. And you're right, too, about the state level. So many of our alleged Republican leaders at the state level are part of the machine. And they, for whatever reason, whether they're being blackmailed, whether they're being bribed, whether they're just truly evil, for whatever reason, they're going along with this. And frankly, we as Americans have a duty. We have an obligation to say, no, this is wrong and it needs to stop.
Yeah, there certainly is this, I would say probably a mixture of complete apathy. Some of them are ignorant. Some of them are lazy. Some of them are completely corrupt. And I think some of them are compromised. I think that it's kind of a mixture of, and this is the recipe for an elected leader. These are the types of elected leaders that the parties want, right? So Democrats and Republicans and the party mechanics, the people who choose the candidates, I think they want people that fit that priority list, right? Because they're easily controllable and you can get the agendas done. And that's just been my observation over the past couple of years. Alex Newman, tell us about where this is going, right? So how COVID-19 played into this agenda to move us into the new world order and what we are going to see in the next few months. We're in an election year. It's going to be a bumpy ride. We have the World Health Organization meeting in less than 2 months, trying to seize and solidify their power, even though they mangled everything regarding the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. What do you foresee happening in the next few months? Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need all natural every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com and plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
Well, I think things are going to get really rough in the United States. And I don't say that to scare anybody. I just say because I think that's what's coming. And I think it would be wise for people to take prudent precautions to prepare for it. I think we're headed into some really, really tough economic times with the potential collapse of the value of the dollar, the potential popping of all kinds of bubbles, the stock market bubble, the commercial real estate bubble, probably the residential real estate bubble. And it's hard to know which is going to come first. Right? Is the dollar going to be destroyed first or the economy first? Either way, we're in really, really big trouble. But that's problematic. We've got the run up to the 2024 election, and there is an agenda, Shannon, and it's very, very clear. I've been tracking it for years now. They're even talking about it on the mainstream fake media now. This agenda to have us fight a civil war. They want us to think that our neighbor is the enemy, that Black people, white people, Jewish people, Catholic people, Protestant people, your fellow Americans are the enemy, right? If you're a man, women are the enemy. If you're a woman, it's men that are the enemy. If you have lighter skin, it's darker skin people who are the enemy. So they're trying to collapse the country, turn us against each other. That's why they have the border wide open. They're bringing operatives absolutely from everywhere. Yep.
Right.
So they want a civil war here. They want an economic catastrophe. And they've told us this, right? They understand that crises produce terror in the population, and terror in the population allows them to grab massive amounts of power and encourages people to tolerate things they never would have tolerated before. And COVID was a really, really good example of that. I think COVID was kind of a warm-up, a test run, figure out how will people react? How do we respond to censoring social media? It really helped them lay out a lot of this architecture. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, the former communist terrorist who now runs the World Health Organization, he was just out last week blabbering about how they're going to use the European Union's digital vaccine passport scheme for the whole planet. I mean, they're saying this in the open now. So the folks who think, well, we're past COVID and things are going back to normal, not even close. COVID was a pretext to shut down a lot of businesses, shut down a lot of churches, and lay down the infrastructure that they're going to reactivate at a moment's notice to steal your freedom, stop you from moving around, take all your money, and ultimately build this one world system. If we allow them to, if we succumb to the manipulation next time around.
I've mentioned often Alex Newman. By the way, you can follow Alex on Twitter. His handle is at @AlexNewman_JOU. And make sure you support him and sign up for the newsletter at libertysentinel.org. That is libertysentinel.org. I've said for quite some time to my audience, the play here for the American people, from my perspective, is not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's basically tossing the board, right? The game is rigged. They want us to play. Right? They want us on the board playing the rigged game. They want us turned against each other. They want us into factions. And the play for us is to refuse to play. And there have been some examples of that, right? Single digit uptake of the COVID-19 vaccine boosters. The American people at large are rejecting not only COVID vaccines, but all vaccines, as we are seeing vaccine uptake in general plummet across the country. We've witnessed the boycott of Bud Light, which was extremely effective, the boycott of Target, which was extremely effective, the moving of Americans into parallel systems, right? Looking for organizations to get a second opinion about their healthcare, omitting themselves from the medical industrial complex. All of these things, I think, are going to serve to help people protect themselves when the turmoil comes, but also it's going to deny the planners the crisis and the chaos that they want, that they need in order to collapse us into the central banking digital currency and the social credit system. Does that make sense to you? And are there any other areas that you think are really important for people to focus on?
Yeah, all of what you just said is huge, Shannon, and I couldn't agree more with you. I would encourage people to think long-term and to think strategically. The other side, the totalitarians, they're playing the long game. They've got patience. They've got foresight. They've been preparing for this for generations. And, you know, it's almost a cliche now that politics is downstream from culture. It's absolutely true, right?
So
you can't fight these battles on the politics front. You're just, you know, fighting a losing battle in that case in a rigged game. You've got to start way higher up. Actually, upstream from culture is education. And so that's why I have been focusing so much on education since the Common Core battles. But I would tell people also, getting involved in the process at the local level can be really, really significant. And I'll give you a clear example of this. During the COVID madness, I was still flying around the country. I really opted out of the madness, but I would go to California. I would go to New York. I would go to Illinois. I would even some Republican states. And they're all, you know, lockdown and face diapers and mandates. And, you know, here in my little part of the Sunshine State, we just completely opted out. Why is that? Well, because we had good leaders on our city council, our mayor. We had good leaders on our county commission, our county chair, hardcore constitutionalists said, you know, we're not doing that. Y'all have brains, use them. And then our governor also said, hey, you know, Joe Biden, you're going to pass those mandates. Well, I'm going to protect the people of Florida from that. So like the vaccine mandate, for example, where Joe Biden said, you know, any company that doesn't force their workers to take the shot is going to pay, $5,000 fine. Well, they called our legislature into session, and our legislature passed a law that said any company that fires you for not taking the shot is going to pay a $50,000 fine to the state of Florida. And so not a lot of people here got fired. So that's the kind of thing we can do at the local and state level, you know, without hating our neighbors, without getting distracted. Talk to your sheriff. If you've got a bad sheriff, get them fired at the next election. But these are all really important things heading into the very turbulent times that we're going into.
That's just really great evidence of the firewall that existed in Florida, not just from the governor's office, but at the local level. And you are absolutely right. It is stunning to me, and I did learn this during the deep dive into Common Core, it is stunning to me how much power local authorities have as to whether or not to adopt or accept federal regulations, executive orders, and even the types of rules and regulations that could come out from an international body like the World Health Organization. There is so much power to just say, no, sorry, this doesn't jive with the Constitution of the United States of America, so we're just not going to do it.
Amen.
And then make them come get you, right? Because for all of the nasty, disgusting, big plans that are concocted at the international or national level, they are only as good as the implementation at the local level, right? That's what they don't have. They don't have billions of little agents to send into every local community and enforce these things. There are way more of us than there are of them. And so your point is very well taken. And I can't believe you and I have gone on the exact same trajectory, even though we haven't talked in about 8 years, man. We're right on the same wavelength, 100%. That's amazing. What do you think people can do? We certainly know the economic upheaval is coming. central banking digital currencies and any type of manipulations or attempts to move us into that, right? What should people look out for, and how do you think people can protect themselves there? Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today.
Yeah, well, thank you, Shannon. And I'd say in the last minute that we have left, you know, speaking of the local stuff, develop relationships now with your local farmers, with your local plumbers, with the people that you're going to need to rely on. Get connected to a local group of people that you can trust, whether that be through a church, a Bible study, a homeschool co-op. You know, now is the time to develop relationships with people who can help you during hard times, who you can trust. And of course, you want to develop relationships with people who you can help and who can help you, like farmers, like ranchers, who can get you eggs, milk, cheese, butter, yogurt, etc., if things get really, really weird in the months ahead, which I suspect they will.
Yeah. Well, and you know, things, it's always temporary, the crisis. Like if you can hold tight and survive and really knit yourself to your neighbors and your community, then you will be all right. Alex Newman, you're amazing. This is just the tip of the iceberg, I hope, in our relationship. I hope to have you on the show as a regular guest. I've been watching your stuff for years, guys. He's amazing. He gets it. LibertySentinel.org. That is LibertySentinel.org. You can follow him at AlexNewman_JOU on Twitter. And any last words before I let you go?
What a pleasure to be on here and an honor. Thank you so much, Shannon. Thanks for all the work that you're doing. And hopefully we'll talk again very soon. God bless you. And thanks for all you're doing.
All right. Thank you so much to Alex Newman. You guys, I told you were going to love him. I told you. It's amazing how our lives go in different directions. And these people, these connections that you made from so long ago are just on the same path. And Alex has been a stalwart. He is a constitutionalist, believes in liberty, and is really just amazing. Okay, so we're going to go to break really quick. I have a big announcement for you guys. I'm going to let you in on where my super secret location is going to be over the next 3 days. I'm going to be traveling. I have some great interviews for you. Dr. Shankara Chetty, interviewed him yesterday. He is a miracle worker in South Africa, medical doctor who treated tens of thousands of patients and trained doctors on how to treat COVID early in the dark days of 2020. He's now being persecuted in South Africa. We are also talking to other medical freedom warriors in Africa as we prepare for the World Health Organization. They are going for it, and it might not be the United States of America that takes down their attempt to seize an inordinate amount of power at their next meeting 2 months from now. It might be nations outside of the U.S., like Japan and, yes, Africa. So we're going to be talking to freedom fighters from Africa as well tomorrow and the next day as I travel. I'm going to let you guys in on where I'm going to be over the next couple of days when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Interesting. So this isn't working. Let me see if I can go. See, this, these are the perils of self-production. My buttons aren't working for some reason, and I'm unable to run my commercials. which I don't really quite understand. Let's try one more time. Are you guys there in the live chat? Let me know if you can see these commercials. I'm going to try one more time and then we'll go back to the show, I suppose. Here we go. No, that's not working. Let's try this one. Darn it. Okay. All right. Well, we're not going to do that. Chuck T's getting a kick out of my bumbling and fumbling, trying to get my commercials to work. Guess that's not going to happen today. All right. Well, let's continue on with the show. This is the Shannon Joy Show. So glad to see all of you. Let's go to the live chat real quick and say hello to everyone who's joining us. And then I will read my commercials because I have all my information here. So we'll make sure our advertisers get a little bit of love today. We have Glenn Dean on the live chat. Dino Fun is with us on the live chat as well. Of course, Chuck Tiza is joining us. No Nug 202, no commercials. There's a cat on your couch. Yeah, you guys can see Buddy, the studio cat. He is roaming around. He might visit us today on the Shannon Joy Show if we're lucky. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk about an amazing piece. I collaborated with a very good, another old friend of the Shannon Joy Show. His name is David Leach, and he wrote an amazing piece that I have been pushing out all over my social media platforms, particularly Twitter, on Trump's hand in COVID-19 in the lockdowns of 2020. Unfortunately, as we mentioned with Alex Newman in the last segment of the show, we really don't have a good choice in either of the political parties, Republican or Democrat, as we move into the 2024 election season in the area of COVID-19. Unfortunately, there was much that Donald Trump did in his administration, not just in 2020, but in 2017, 18, and 19, laying the groundwork for everything terrible that happened during the lockdowns of 2020. He is absolutely complicit in them. And to this day, at the advice of his consultants, he is doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down on his actions, the elevation of Fauci, Operation Warp Speed, the rushed rollout of the deadly, deadly bioweapons that are the COVID-19 vaccines, which I talk about with Dr. Shankara Chetty tomorrow. He goes in, systematically explains why he believes the COVID-19 virus was deliberately released from the labs in Wuhan. It was created. And also the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine, the formulation of that vaccine, and what he has witnessed, the response of the human body to the spike protein, which is a poison in his estimation. He comes away with no other conclusion that indeed this is an attempt at depopulation. That's his thesis. Stunning, stunning conversation with Dr. Shankara Chetty that I will run tomorrow on the Shannon Joy Show. But today we are going to look at this piece. It is a systematic revisit of what happened in 2017, 18, 19, and tragically in 2020. There is no way that Donald Trump and his administration can escape culpability in terms of the destruction of the lockdowns and the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. And this is why we are focusing so heavily on local organization, local activation, people resisting and revolting from the bottom up, from the outside in. It is becoming more and more clear that the answers are not in Washington, D.C. And I'm very thankful that RFK Jr. is in the mix here. That gives the element of added discourse and discussion because RFK Jr. is the only candidate willing to even address this, right? So there's a role for the medical freedom movement to play in the next 7 months, and that is keeping the issue of 2020 and 2021, the worst dystopian fascism and lockdown, martial law, and a military coup d'etat that we have ever seen in this country. And you cannot discuss anything, the border, education, healthcare, taxation, inflation, the economy, without looking at it in the context of what was done to us in 2020. That's the problem. That's the pickle that we're in today. And so this is in preparation for that reality, that the solutions are not likely going to come from a Trump administration, especially because he's doubling down and tripling down on what he did during the lockdowns of 2020. So we're going to look at that a little bit later in the program. We're also, well, first, let me just tell you, I'm super thrilled to announce that I will be joining Del Bigtree over at the High Wire on Thursday of this week. So I'm flying out to Austin to the headquarters. We're going to have some meetings at the High Wire, and I will be talking about the medical freedom movement, what I think is going to be happening politically in the next 7 months, the research that we have done. We're going to have a nice lively discussion with Del Bigtree in studio on Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern time this week. So I am super excited about that. Biggest platform that I think we have been on to date. And I can tell you the team over at High Wire is unbelievable. You have met Aaron Seary on this program many times. He's lead counsel over at I Can Decide. They are launching some of the most robust, nasty lawsuits at every level. So state level, federal level, local level, and they're going after everyone and everything but the kitchen sink. So they're suing the Department of Defense on behalf of vaccine injured and dead. They're suing the federal government. They're suing federal agencies. They're suing pharmaceutical corporations. You name it, they are involved in that, and they are part of the team over at High Wire. So this is super, super exciting, and I'm super thrilled. This is why we're going to be running a couple amazing pre-recorded interviews for the live show. So we're going to have a live event tomorrow, and I actually will probably be on the live chat, but at some point I will be on an airplane, so I'm not going to be able to live chat. But we're going to launch these interviews as live events, so nothing will change in your daily viewing of the Shannon Joy Show. But we will be, and these are amazing interviews. You are not, I mean, Dr. Shankara Chetty is unbelievable. I was riveted the entire interview. I interviewed him yesterday afternoon. And I was riveted by every single word. When you realize that what went down in Africa mirrored 100% what went down in the U.S., and in Canada, and in the UK, and in Italy, and in Australia, and New Zealand, you realize the global nature of the rollout of what Dr. Chetty would call what he believes is most likely a depopulation agenda, which is just devastating to even comprehend. But these are the stakes. These are the stakes that we are dealing with right now. And this is why more and more people need to wake up. This is why we can't be distracted by the fear porn of the day. I was dying laughing. Vidana mentioned how, I mean, yesterday we are talking about all weekend long, the war drums, they're banging. World War III, Russia backs Iran, the US backs Israel. It's, you know, the missiles are launched, Israel shoots them down, whatever. And it's like, not even a blip on people's radar. They're like, okay, back to my normal life, trying to survive in this terrible economy and in this terrible world that was created for us by the lockdowners via COVID-19 lockdown and the rollout of Operation Warp Speed. And as we mentioned yesterday, Reuters reporting that the planes were back in the sky, like no one even blinked. They're like, yeah, we'll dodge the missiles here, but we're not messing with our international travel, which is great, right? That is the equivalent of not playing the game, right? When they launch the fear porn, you have to be unafraid and realize that any government intervention that they launch at us is worse than any type of fear porn they could ever, ever level at us. And I think that Alex Newman is right. They're going to be hitting us from every angle. Violence in the subway, violence in our streets, right? Contested elections. They certainly want Democrats and Republicans to hate each other, fighting over the election results of a rigged election. They're both telling us that, right? Republican talkers and Democrat talkers are telling us ad nauseum that the system is rigged, the elections aren't secure, right? That we could have a stolen election. At the same time, they're telling us this is the most important election of our lifetime. Well, which is it, right? Because if you really cared about it and it was really an important election, you would be doing everything you possibly can to secure it. But they're not doing much of that, right? Donald Trump is out on Twitter whining and complaining about not being able to go to Barron's graduation, which really irritated me just minutes before we started this broadcast. And I tweeted out, you know, I give about as many F's about Donald Trump and his ability to go to his son's graduation as he did about my kids and millions of kids who were denied that right, that opportunity during his lockdowns of COVID, his COVID lockdowns in 2020. Okay. Millions of kids denied that rite of passage, denied their graduations, denied their proms, their sporting seasons that they worked for 13 years. People couldn't bury their loved ones and attend funerals because of Trump's lockdowns in 2020. And if you want to say to me they weren't Trump's lockdowns, think again. I have David Leitch's piece here that I am going to cite heavily in the next portion of the Shannon Joy Show. Biden or Trump, tyranny wins and liberty loses, either way, part one. We're going to go through the COVID edition and all of the ways, not just in 2020, but before 2020, that Donald Trump, his administration, via executive order and the signing of bills, established all of the groundwork necessary to shut us down, lock down this country. And he's never addressed it, never apologized for it, and even celebrates it to this day. Not okay. And so to hear him whining and complaining and everyone around him about his son and his not being able to go to his son's graduation, well, guess what? When I was arrested for my mask falling beneath my nose because of the hysteria created by Fauci, who Donald Trump elevated, stuffed and cuffed into a cop car and denied access to our campus, our public school campus, because of that, I wasn't able to go to my son's volleyball games. And I wasn't able to go to a lot of events on that campus because of the madness and the hysteria unnecessarily launched in 2020. And as I mentioned, millions of children not able to attend their graduation. So I just, you know, I just don't care. That's just not good. That's, I really have a hard time shedding tears for the pompous billionaire who locked us down and whether or not he can go to his kids' graduation. Okay. So yeah, let's go to the live chat. Then we're going to read a commercial because I can't go to my commercials. I'm going to try again and see if I can run my commercials on the show. Let's go to the live chat. You guys are amazing. Glenn Dean is with us. 220, 2 week lockdown to flatten the curb. That curve, that was a long 2 weeks. That turned into 2 years for New Yorkers in some of the worst lockdown states. And I was in New York. It was almost 2 years before we could finally rip the masks off the kids' faces in public schools. And we were completely open. So, yeah. So CJP Rumble, are you going to be on Highwire? Yes, I'm going to be on Highwire on Thursday. And, you know, we're going to have some other talks as well. Very, very exciting. I've been telling you guys, I'm working. I'm hustling. All right. I'm working on a lot of deals and very exciting things happening for the Shannon Joy Show. Just a day away, we're almost done with the Shannon Joy Show website. So theshannonjoy.com, brand new, state-of-the-art, rebuilt from the bottom up, totally secure. And so you guys are going to be able to get a hold of me. We will be connected no matter what happens. So if things go haywire in 2024 and all of a sudden Twitter starts deplatforming or Rumble starts deplatforming, which I don't think they're going to, but if they do, we're going to have a way to find each other. So I'm going to be encouraging all of you. We're going to be setting up an email capture. So I'm going to be encouraging all of you to go to the website over the next month and sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the email list so that I can get a hold of you and you can get a hold of me if we, you know, ever get deplatformed. And also, the Shannon Joy Show live show will also be available right on my website. So you can go to theshannonjoy.com and get the live show every day. In addition to all of my resources, my very, very favorite resources. So there's going to be a Shannon's List tab and some of the best. You guys know Brownstone Institute, Daily Clout. We'll feature Alex Newman and his work. All of that is going to be on the website, along with the live feed, along with your access to all of the podcasts. So on-demand listening. And so, yeah, it's super excited. Vidana is with us. I'm 5 or 10 minutes behind on the feed, but awesome, Shannon. So glad about Highwire. Listen, there is no other. If there is one organization on the face of the planet that I am, believe me, I've been using Highwire for, I want to say almost 10 years, okay? I look for long-term consistency in sources, and the work that they do at I Can Decide, Children's Health Defense, and Highwire is some of the best I have ever seen. They cross their T's, they dot their I's, and they are absolutely amazing. These are great organizations, amazing operations, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have a platform on the Highwire along with Del Bigtree. So super psyched. I met him at the RFK Jr. announcement when he announced his presidency in Boston last year. We were there covering it. We covered it live, and very, very quick meeting with Del Bigtree and his producer. And but they're just amazing people. Amazing people. Ex-CO is with us on the live chat. Thank you for calling out Trump. And yeah, we got, we're going to call out Trump today. So buckle up. If you don't like it, you might want to leave right now. This is going to piss you off. We don't sugarcoat things here on the Shannon Joy Show. The truth will set us free. And so before we get to this piece, Biden or Trump, I mean, we're going to go through methodically every single thing that Trump did that laid the groundwork in 2017, 18, and 19, and then settled in the COVID-19 lockdowns and the tyranny, the martial law that was 2020, okay? You cannot separate Trump from this, period, okay? So we're going to remind everyone of that. And you have to have some thick skin, right? Remember, my philosophy here, though, despite bringing this to your attention, the amazing piece by David Leitch, the Strident Conservative, and you can find him at stridentconservative.com, and I have the link to this piece. It's part one. It is in the comments section for this show. My philosophy for 2024 is go ahead and vote for whomever you want. I am making zero moral judgments about who people support. If you hear this information and you still want to support Donald Trump as a lesser of two or three evils, go for it. I have no problem with you, and I'm not going to have a problem with you. And I hope that you won't have a problem with me and people who decide to go in a different direction. This forcing fealty and forcing people to make choices that violate their conscience is not okay. And it goes back to what Alex Newman was talking about, that we have to fight against in 2024. The one thing that we have to avoid is dividing ourselves based on a political election or an electoral contest. That's what they want. They want us to hate our neighbors because they aren't voting the same way that we are. And we have to reject that. That's part of not playing the game. So I am there. That's the space that I am in. If you want to vote for Trump, go for it. If you want to vote for RFK Jr., go for it. I probably won't even tell you who I'm voting for. I might write someone in. I don't know what I'm going to do on November 5th of 2024. Why don't we sit back and make them work for it, right? There's still some time to go in this election. Trump can still change course and acknowledge the dystopian destruction, the nightmare, and the COVID fascism that was leveled at this country during his presidency. And quite frankly, his people would probably forgive him because let's be honest, he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and they wouldn't care. All right. So his consultants are leading him down this path, telling him he can't talk about this because he was complicit in it, right? But he doesn't really necessarily have to do that. And if we push him, right, there is a benefit in getting him to talk about this and acknowledge it. There's a benefit about getting Biden to talk about this and acknowledge it. That's how we move the culture. Again, to Alex Newman's point. And if you're just coming into the live chat right now, make sure you go back and watch the whole show because Alex Newman is fantastic. He's going to be a regular on this show. And we're going to have him on the show often because he's great. But yeah, we have to reject any attempts to divide us, especially based on this election, okay? It's going to go the way that it goes. I don't think the answers are in Washington, D.C. I think it's we the people making consumer choices and decisions about where we spend our money, with whom we spend our money, how we get our healthcare, where we save, you name it, okay? So we're going to get to that in a minute, but first we're going to talk about Konecta Mobile and the little spy that is in your pocket, okay? These smartphones are insane, right? These smartphone carriers and our phone plans are also insane in terms of the amount of data that they suck up every day based on the apps that you use and the calls. We know that Verizon, AT&T share metadata about your private phone habits and phone calls with the federal government that was featured in Patriot Act and NSA. That's like the least of it. We also know that big corporations can use your data against you. They can use it to sell you things. They can use it to scam you. There are hackers and then just plain bad guys. I mentioned yesterday about right here in Brighton, New York, just 10 minutes from my home, a young girl was lured. Some guy, she was texting with him on her cell phone. He found her location, kidnapped her, transported her to New York City. And thank God she was found, right? So you need to have a secure phone. It's just, and I love Alex Newman. One of the reasons I love Alex Newman, who was just on with us, I couldn't send him the link for today's show because he has a flip phone. I'm dying. He's like, yeah, I have a flip phone. So you can't send me the link via phone. You have to send it to my email address. I'm like, you get it, right? We should actually probably all be on flip phones. But if you're not, and I'm not, and I won't be, you can go to Connecta Mobile. Go to phone123.com/joy. phone123.com/joy. For total phone privacy, comprehensive security solutions, end-to-end encryption, secure communications. You can protect your privacy and defend your freedom with unbeatable mobile security. And if you already have a phone that you like, then you can switch plans. It's as easy as 4 or 5 steps, super simple. You can learn all about that at Connecta Mobile. That's phone123.com/joy. Or if you would prefer to talk to a real person, which I always do, get out your pen and paper and write down this number, 941-246-2156. That's 941-246-2156. No commercials today because my buttons aren't working. And this is what happens when you self-produce. But we're making it work. We're making it work. You're also going to hear from Field of Greens, of course, our amazing sponsors, and Colonial Metals Group. CEO and founder Paul Stone is going to be featured on Friday of this week. Do not miss that interview. That is specifically about securing your financials. And yes, gold is a part of it, but Paul Stone is one of us. He is conservative. He gets it. He's done the deep dives, and he's going to give you a lot of information and also an opportunity to check out gold and silver, physical gold and silver at Colonial Metals Group, but also investing in physical gold and silver through an IRA or a 401k. So don't miss any of the next three shows. They are killer, killer, killer on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday because I'll be traveling. I'll be flying down to Austin, as you guys know, to join Del Bigtree on the High Wire. My mom, Merle, is tickled pink over it. She's a huge fan of Del Bigtree. And so she's just absolutely tickled about the whole thing. And I think it's great. I'm a huge fan of Del Bigtree. He does really great work. So we're going to have a great conversation live on the High Wire, 2 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. So make sure you guys watch, okay? Let's go to this great piece by David Leitch. David Leitch is another longtime friend of the Shannon Joy Show. I've been using his work for almost 10 years, okay? Going back to my humble origins in a double-wide trailer in a cornfield, tiny, tiny, tiny little radio station that we broadcast the Shannon Joy Show from when we launched it. And I think it was like a 5,000 watt, I mean, little station in Livingston County. And I was using the work of David Leitch, the strident conservative then. And again, consistency. He's been on the same page. It's one of my like main prerequisites, even for left-leaning or quote-unquote Democrat outlets, like Naomi Wolf, for example, over at Daily Clout. She's a former liberal Democrat. But she's been consistent over the years. So this piece, I promised all of you on Twitter, because I'm just getting more and more irritated. I'm getting more and more irritated with the whitewashing of Donald Trump, the retelling of history by MAGA regarding what he did in 2020. It's not okay. There's truth. There are facts. And then there is the storyline that is being pitched to unsuspecting conservatives and Christians and people who love liberty about Trump's record during COVID-19 and the lockdowns. Oh, he didn't really lock us down. Oh, he was rolled by his advisors. Oh, he didn't know the ramifications. Oh, he left it up to the states. And in so many ways, this is just not true. I am of the opinion, and it's highly controversial, incredibly controversial. People hate it when I say this. But I am of the opinion that Donald Trump is more dangerous than Joe Biden. Because when Donald Trump is in office, as a former liberal Democrat. And what I believe that Trump is an asset. I think he's part of the deep state. He's part of the apparatus. That's just my opinion. But when he is in office and in power, it has the impact of lowering the defenses of conservatives and Republicans who trust him and think that they're safe during his administration. And so when their defenses are lowered, it gives Trump and the Republicans the opportunity to recast or shape-shift, right, progressive liberal dystopian policies and wrap them up in MAGA or right-wing language. And it's then pitched to an unsuspecting conservative public. They accept it to their own demise. This played out to a T with the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines and Operation Warp Speed, which conservatives and Republicans would have rejected wholesale immediately if it had come from Biden. But because it came from Trump and was wrapped in a Republican administration, they took it. They took the vaccine. They trusted the Republican right. They trusted right-wing talkers like Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Ben Shapiro and took the vaccine to their own demise. And I will tell you, at least 50 to 60% of Republicans and conservatives today who took those vaccines regret taking them. But they took them because it was delivered from one of their guys. That's the core danger, in my opinion, of Donald Trump and a Donald Trump administration. I think in a Biden administration, next year, say Biden wins in 2024 and tries to shove central banking digital currencies down our throats, we will rage against it en masse with all of our fellow Republicans and conservatives. If Donald Trump is the president next year and tries to sell us central banking digital currencies, then unfortunately, it will fracture the Republican Party. The majority will go along with it. He'll rename it. He'll couch it in some great conservative talking point, reasoning, and he'll sell it to our people. And so the resistance will be much less robust. Now, the good news is if Trump is elected and he tries to shove central banking digital currencies down our throat, there are enough conservative Republicans, I think, in the party who have woken up to this phenomenon and will resist it. We'll also get reinforcements from those in the libertarian, Democrat, and liberal wings who have also been red-pilled, people like Naomi Wolf and the people who follow her that will resist this, along with people like RFK Jr., Del Bigtree, Highwire, Aaron Seary, Brownstone Institute. I mean, we have a nice apparatus built up, okay? But so that is the underpinning of my thesis that Trump is probably the most dangerous political option for 2024 outside of Biden and RFK Jr. Highly controversial, but that is my reasoning behind it. Also, I have told you, you guys know, my issue is medical freedom. My issue has been medical freedom and basic freedom for the past 8 or 9 years, even before COVID-19. And so when you look at the two presidents, Democrat and Republican, who were the authors of our demise in 2020 and 2021, from my perspective, you have to omit them from consideration because precisely they had a hand in doing this to us. There's no reason for us to believe they won't do it again if there is another pandemic. Again, because they are doubling and tripling down on it. Trump is proud of what he did during 2020. So what did he do during 2020? Let's get into it. Let's do the deep dive. And thank you to David Leitch over at Strident Conservative for putting this all so succinctly in a 3-page article on his website, Strident Conservative. Biden or Trump, tyranny wins and liberty loses either way. As the election draws near, it is incumbent upon us to look at the records of the presidents who authored the COVID-19 lockdowns and the rollout of the vaccines. There were two, Trump and Biden. Okay. Many are trying to whitewash and sugarcoat what Trump did during that time, but it's very evident and the record shows that he had a major hand in all of this. Let's go to David's piece. After initially accusing Democrats of politicizing the coronavirus in the very early days, first and foremost, Trump released his guidelines for, and I quote, 15 days to slow the spread. That was on March 16th of 2020, instructing governors of states with evidence of community transmission to close schools in affected and surrounding areas. That's a quote. The guidelines also called for people to work from home, quote, whenever possible, to avoid restaurants, except for takeout, and avoid discretionary travel and shopping. He later extended the guidelines to 30 days. So President Trump was the first to issue 15 days to slow the spread. We told you at the time, this is it. This is over. We're never getting out of lockdown. And true to my words in 2020, New York State and other severe lockdown states were locked down for almost 2 years. That set in motion 2 years of lockdown for many Americans. It was a disaster. He extended the guidelines to 30 days and urged the public, quote, to listen and follow all directions from their state and local authorities. That's Trump in March of 2020. Now, after allegedly, and this is what MAGA will say to you, delegating authority on these matters to the states, that didn't happen. Trump declared on April 30th of 2020 that the decision on closing or reopening schools was his and his alone. That's the record. This is the quote. I'd have to look at the numbers, said Trump in 2020. But again, I like to allow governors to make decisions without overruling them, because from a constitutional standpoint, that's the way it should be done. But remember, he is also the take the guns, due process later kind of president, okay? So when the Constitution is not convenient for Donald Trump, then he's going to throw it over his shoulder. And that's what he did here. He'd prefer to do it your way in the constitutional way and give lip service to conservatives and Republicans and people who believe in the Constitution. But when it's inconvenient for him and it's inconvenient for the agenda of the deep state and the great resetters, he is going to toss the Constitution overboard. And we saw him do that. So he said, this is the way it should be done. But if I disagreed, I would overrule a governor, and I have the right to do it, said Trump. A few days later, when governors were thinking about reopening, Trump tweeted this on the record. It is the decision of the president, not the governors, to open up the states. Let's say that again. Trump tweeted out, it is the decision of the president, not governors, to open up the states. In a press briefing later that day, Trump said, quote, when somebody is the president of the United States, the authority is total. And that's the way it's got to be. And he's actually right. Executive authority in the declaration of emergency is a horrible, horrible problem in the United States of America at the federal level and the state level. It grants executives inordinate amounts of powers to do anything they want to the American people, to violate the Constitution in a million different ways. And it needs to be addressed. But I assure you, it will not be addressed by Trump or Biden, given what they did and their records in 2020 and 2021. Let's go on. After declaring that lockdowns and the opening up of the states was his authority and his authority alone, according to Trump, he then went on and after the lockdown directives and launched Operation Warp Speed, which, by the way was paved for Operation Warp Speed in an executive order that Trump wrote on September 19 of 2019. This is not featured in David Leitch's piece, but I found it for you. The executive order on modernizing influenza vaccines in the United States to promote national security and public health. This is an executive order that was signed and released on September 19th of 2019. This paved the way. This is the blueprint for Operation Warp Speed. It sped everything up. It addressed Department of Defense, National Institute for Health, Department of Agriculture, Justice, Homeland Security, Food and Drug Administration, Disease Control and Prevention, and other organizations, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA. So this basically established Warp Speed. It sped up everything. It took down guardrails. And he also, as we know, in 2017, rolled back the Obama-era ban on gain-of-function research. That was Donald Trump who did that. So those two critical elements that were done years before COVID-19 ever happened were done exclusively by Donald Trump. After that groundwork was laid in 2020, Trump launched Operation Warp Speed in May of 2020. a private public program funded. This is back to David Leitch's piece in Strident Conservative. I highly recommend you go to his website, grab it, share this with everyone you know, because this is rock solid. It has all the links. It has everything that you need to make this case. Funded with $10 billion made available by the CARES Act to support companies in the development, manufacture, and distribution of 300 million doses of poisonous, deadly COVID-19 vaccines. That was Trump. The CARES Act was $2.2 trillion. It was a behemoth designed to stave off the very real threat that the government's tyrannical response to coronavirus was about to create a second Great Depression. So they just printed money. That's why you can't talk about the economy and inflation and the coming financial crisis without talking about COVID-19. This is what jump-started that. All of this groundwork was laid by Trump. So to think that he's going to do anything differently, especially when he triples and quadruples down on this in his rhetoric now, is crazy. Okay? So then the CARES Act was only part of Trump's spending spree in the early days of the pandemic, the so-called pandemic. This also included the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which was $350 billion, and a CARES Act fix to the SBA Paycheck Protection Program, which is another $500 billion paying companies to remain locked down. Not to mention the drastic redistribution of wealth when Trump and his agency that he created via executive order, CISA, if you recall, CISA was the agency that determined who was essential versus non-essential. It was CISA created by Trump via executive order. And I think 2017, I could be wrong, but I'll relook at that in a moment. It was that organization that oversaw the largest redistribution of wealth from small mom and pop businesses to behemoths, massive global corporations like Microsoft and Walmart, major corporations, Amazon, for example, big tech companies, sucked up all of that money, and thousands upon thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of small and medium-sized businesses went out of businesses because they weren't deemed essential. But the liquor stores were, and the vape shops were, and McDonald's was, and Walmart was. Your farm market was closed down. Your local grocer was closed down. Your local butcher was closed down. But the big behemoths were allowed to operate. They sucked up all of that market share, and an enormous transfer of wealth occurred in that year. That was because of CISA, the organization created by Donald Trump during his presidency. You cannot look away from this. We cannot look away from this. $500 billion to the SBA Paycheck Protection Program. But that's not it. There's more, guys. Immediately after Trump signed the CARES Act into law, Donald Trump began pushing for a, quote, in his words, very big and bold, $2 trillion infrastructure plan as phase four of his COVID response. Again, redistributing wealth to massive government crony corporations tethered to Washington, D.C. Massive handout to the elite, to the 1%, to global corporations, filling up their coffers so that they could distribute that money back to Washington, D.C., so that they could expand the power and the scope of the federal government even further. This is the dirty secret. Amy is unsubscribing from this channel. It's way too much truth for Amy. Extremely biased. Bye, Amy. Bye. Yeah. If you can't handle the truth, then you don't want to watch this show. If you would like the truth, you want to stay subscribed, subscribe to the Shannon Joy Show right now, because we don't sugarcoat it, okay? And I'm not afraid of the MAGA people. I'm not afraid of the pro-Trumpers. They are vicious. They are nasty. They can call me every name in the book, and I'm not going to shut up. I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? I've been doing this for way too long, and we've been through way too much together to care about a couple nasty social media bots and trolls. So we're going to continue, okay? Booby bars were considered essential to the individual's health, but the gyms and churches were closed. Great point, Benzen. I'm not sure about that, if strip clubs were allowed to be open, But if they were bars and they had naked ladies, I mean, the bars, I believe, well, bars weren't open. Restaurants and bars were closed down. We're going to have to look at that, Biza, and I'm not sure if that is true. Send me a link and we'll take a look at that. So that's just the beginning. We're just on page one, okay, of what Trump did to utterly destroy the fabric of our society, eviscerate our Constitution, launch this country into martial law, usher in a coup d'etat, right? Elevate Anthony Fauci as supreme dictator of the United States of America for an extended period of time. We forget that he also put in place via the CARES Act, he funded the mail-in ballot initiative. Okay. So Trump, what really took him down in 2021, sorry to report to you, or I'm sorry, in the 2020 election, yeah, there was some fraud. Yeah, there was some abuse. There were stuffed ballot boxes here and there. I'm not denying that that didn't happen. But the real killer to his campaign was the mail-in ballots that he funded with the money that he authorized in the CARES Act. Can't make this stuff up. Okay. So then on his last day in office, we are continuing, Trump issued commendations to a number of people for their contributions to Operation Warp Speed, including doctors Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, even though Fauci took a Marxist approach to COVID. And this is what Fauci said. There comes a time when you have to give up what you consider your individual rights of making your own decision for the greater good of society. That is Marxism. That is totalitarianism. That is fascism. That is all the isms. And that was the guy that Trump elevated to supreme dictator of the United States of America in 2020, ushering Trump's own demise at the ballot box in the election of 2020. All right. But there was also before COVID. And this is the groundwork that Trump laid in order to execute everything that happened in 2020. You see, they were working very hard, very diligently in the years leading up to 2020 to roll out this pre-planned scamdemic. And we know that event 202 at Johns Hopkins University, that game played COVID-19 or a deadly coronavirus that was released on the planet, and how they would mitigate its impact. And it was all the usual suspects: 6 feet social distancing, force masking, and a rapid rollout of a vaccine as the savior. And I told my audience in 2020, in March of 2020, that all COVID roads lead to forced vaccination. Those were my exact words. All COVID roads lead to forced or coerced vaccination. And I told my audience that in spring of 2020. And we advocated that our audience wait on the COVID-19 vaccine. And I was very loud about that. And that is something that I will be proud of. I'm not proud of much, but that is something that I will be proud of when all of this is said and done, that there were people who decided to wait on the COVID-19 vaccine and to wait for their families. And that was because of the platform that we had. People have died. They've lost their lives. They've lost their livelihoods. They are permanently disabled, debilitated by these vaccines. What these vaccines are doing to the human body is unconscionable. It is evil. It is demonic. It is wrong. And we can't look away from the people who ushered this in. Whether or not you want to forgive Trump for his hand in this, from my perspective, I'm certainly not rewarding him with a vote. That is just bottom line. Trump, Biden, neither of them. They both had a hand in this. To me, that omits them from consideration. Luckily, we have a third option. RFK Jr. is on the ballot and will be on the ballot, and people can write in. Or I think there are some libertarians. I think there are other independent candidates that you can choose from. Okay. But before COVID, there were tyrannical actions taken by Trump that impacted liberty after COVID. For example, first and foremost, Trump lifted the Obama-era funding ban on gain-of-function experiments. So if you hear Rand Paul's really upset about gain-of-function research and Fauci conducting gain-of-function research. Well, actually, it was probably legal based on Trump lifting the ban on it, right? But Rand Paul doesn't ever have anything to say about that. He never has anything to say about Trump's hand or the Republican Party's hand in lifting the gain-of-function ban, research ban, that was done by Donald Trump, okay? So he lifted the gain-of-function research ban involving influenza, SARS, and MERS viruses. This move allowed governments to identify, understand, and develop strategies and effective countermeasures, aka vaccines, against rapidly evolving pathogens that pose a threat to public health. In addition, CISA, this is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. It was an agency created in November of 2018 by Trump. There was an element, I believe, of an executive order in this, and the GOP-controlled Congress in Congress to operate under the umbrella of DHS and be, quote, responsible for protecting the nation's critical infrastructure from physical and cyber threats. But just like the Patriot Act, CISA became a tool to track COVID-19 misinformation, malinformation, and, as quoted here, disinformation. This was the agency that went after Jay Bhattacharya. This is the agency that went after Dr. Aaron Cariotti. This is the agency that went after individuals who spoke out against COVID-19 and the vaccines, the lockdowns, and suppressed them. This is the agency that engaged in coercion and manipulation and even bullying tactics with Twitter and Facebook executives, forcing them to change their algorithms so that they could ban or suppress or remove content that was in contradiction to the government line. This has culminated in a massive, massive lawsuit. If you are familiar with Missouri v. Biden, the judge's oral argument, or the judge's written argument in this case, essentially laid out, I mean, some of what he called, I'm paraphrasing here, some of the maybe potentially the worst acts of suppression of the First Amendment of the United States of America that he has ever seen ever in the history of this country. That's how bad CISA was. CISA was created by Trump. CISA, as I mentioned earlier, also divided the workforce up between essential and non-essential. And on and on and on. Okay. So this just scratches the surface. Okay. This is David Leitch's piece. He is the strident conservative. Biden or Trump, tyranny wins and liberty loses either way. This is why we have to become bigger than electoral contests. This is why we have to look for our solutions. I know there are probably a lot of you who like Trump and who want to vote for Trump. If you want to vote for Trump, go for it. If you think that the lesser of two evils argument is going to work for you, then by all means, pull the lever for whoever you want. And if that's Trump, that's Trump. I really don't care who you vote for. But please understand that the solutions will not come from DC. And if Trump is faced with an absolute crisis, a complete financial and economic meltdown in 2024 post-election, are you sure, are you positive that he isn't going to fall in line with his advisors and fall in line with his consultants and fall in line with the solutions that are going to be prescribed by individuals who seek to end the United States sovereignty, individual sovereignty, and move us into a new global government? His hands are tied. There's nothing he can do. This is what his advisors are telling him. Just substitute Anthony Fauci for someone like Steve Mnuchin, and there we have the recipe for disaster. We know what Biden is going to do, right? But Biden's going to have a lot harder time selling it to conservatives than Trump will. If Trump sells it to conservatives, they'll eat it. MAGA will eat this. They'll bite it, hook, line, and sinker. And that's the danger. I promised you I would lay out my position on why I thought that Trump is more dangerous than Biden. I'd love to see your comments on the live chat. If you guys have questions, if there are any comments about what I just laid out in the last 20 minutes or so on the show, I promised it. I said we'd do a deep dive. And we lay it out for you on a silver platter. And what I just laid out for you really is just the beginning. His connections to the World Health Organization, Trump's connections to Jared Kushner, who established Jared Kushner's Patriot Act for healthcare. It was a program developed under Trump to create digital COVID vaccine passports. It's jointly developed by a group of health and technology companies to provide proof of a person's vaccination status. That's all on the table. Okay? It's all on the table. If we allow ourselves to be divided and ripped apart by this presidential election. So let's see what you guys have to say. Ashoka Tano Nationalist. The Shannon Joy Show has way more substance than the Dilly Show, which is all about fluffing one man named Donald Trump. It's not just the Dilly Show. I mean, Bizarro Con, you guys always ask me who Bizarro Con is. It's a new crop of so-called conservative commentators that are pretty vile. They use really vile language. One of the worst is Andrew Tate, but they all like Trump. They were all anti-lockdown, so they sucked people in with their anti-lockdown, anti-force vaccine rhetoric. But now they're essentially progressive liberals, but they like Trump. So it's this bizarre kind of pseudo-conservative group of, I think, you know, probably former Democrats that have joined MAGA. And that's who I call Bizarro Con. So that would include Brendan Dilley and the Dilley meme team, people like Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate, who's particularly vile, people like Laura Loomer, Tim Pool is another one, former liberal. And so they operate separately from Conservative Inc. or Con Inc., which would include, people like The Blaze and The Daily Wire and your talk radio hosts and so on and so forth. So that's how, you know, people always ask me about Bizarro Con and Con Inc. That's how, you know, the point being that they're all kind of tied up in a Trump victory. They make their money on MAGA and Trump. They sell the mugs, they sell the gear, the products, the merch, they get access. If Trump is president, so they get to go to the White House right now. They have access to Mar-a-Lago. They have access to all of the mechanism and the machinery of the Republican Party as it gears up in an election year. There's a lot of money spent in an election year, lots of billions of dollars spent on this whole thing. And so people get very rich. And so they buy all into that, right? So they want all the money, they want all the access. And so they just, I mean, you know, there's no thought there. There's no analysis. There's no witness or description or scrutiny about discernible policy outcome. It is really just, it's a grift. It's a big fat grift. Let's see. Drauf is with us. Got a lot of new people on the live chat. It's amazing. Trump is not dumb. If he was, he wouldn't have the money he's got. Yeah. Trump is definitely not dumb. Definitely not dumb. I think he's made deals. I think he's a deal maker. He's made deals. He's looking out for number one. I think that the most simple explanation is probably the true explanation. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Drauf also says that he's a con man. Yes, I think that would be my opinion. People might disagree with that. Playboy Costanza says Biden is probably more communist than Trump. Maybe, but Biden can't sell communism the way that Trump can sell communism. That's the core tenet of my thesis, is that, yeah, Biden is a million times worse than Trump, but no one's going to fall for it, especially on the conservative side or on the Republican side. Trump is like a Trojan horse, right? He's the Pied Piper. He plays the tune that you're used to, that makes sense to you. And he wraps up the same stuff that Biden would do in a nice MAGA conservative package and tricks people into supporting it. That is the danger of Trump. He's transing us. He's basically transing the entire conservative Republican movement into a progressive Democrat, like, I don't even know what it is, but it is not conservative. It's not constitutionalist. Studio 8424. Says Shannon is right. MAGA wore red masks behind unmasked Trump at rallies. Yes. MAGA thinks they are conservative, says Mama C 1996. Well, yeah, you know, a lot of people out there in the LGBTQ community think that a boy is a girl and a girl is a boy, but the facts don't care about your feelings, right? Thank you, Ben Shapiro. And you might think you're conservative, but if you prop up and stand behind a guy who essentially ushered in the worst COVID totalitarian fascism this country has ever seen with the forced lockdowns and the coerced vaccination and almost forced vaccination. I mean, when you deny a person their savings, their investments, their livelihood, in exchange for forcing them to get a vaccine, I mean, that is taking coercion to a next step, I think. So, yeah. Yes, Trump tricks you into believing the BS, then moves the Overton window for the left. That is the danger. Okay. So that concludes my thesis. Let's go to a quick sponsor. I'm going to try again. We're going to try to run my commercials again. My buttons aren't working today, guys. So I'm going to try them again and see if they can work. Let's see if I can go to solo. Can I get there? Can I go to background? Yeah, I'm stuck on duo for some reason. I'm just like, this is, you know, shop talk because I'm self-producing in Rumble Studio. And let's see. No commercials today. All right. Well, let's talk about Colonial Metals Group then without a commercial. Really, really thrilled to work with Colonial Metals Group. I've been putting together some social media posts. I've met Paul Stone, the founder and CEO of Colonial Metals Group. He's amazing. You guys are going to love him. I'm really thrilled that I get to work with organizations and businesses that share my values and are right in line with the things that we talk about every day on the program, especially the solutions, right? Spitting yourself out of the system, not allowing the government to track your phone or corporations to track your phone by working with Connecta Mobile, right? It's a real solution that I can deliver to my audience on a daily basis. And that's just, I mean, it's a unicorn relationship. It's great. It's the same with Colonial Metals Group. As I was going through their website, and there is a dedicated joy page. So colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy. If you go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy, go to that website. It helps them know that you guys are hearing and seeing these ads, and you can learn about all of the different products that they have. Physical gold and silver, physical gold and silver through an IRA or 401k, and all kinds of information. They have investor guides, but this is what I loved, right? At the bottom of my page, they put in this little blurb. It is our goal. I just love this. It is our goal at Colonial Metals Group to lift everyone willing to let us help up in a way pleasing to the Lord. Overcoming challenges in tough times is what we can all do together. Like, I just love that. And you know, like you, when you meet Paul Stone, you're going to realize that, yes, they are helping people divest out of the rigged financial system and invest into a parallel system that is physical gold and silver, right? But you can tell that it is also, it's a mission for him. It's a life's work kind of thing. And I think that it's so cool that I get to work with really just the most amazing companies, and they really are helping us out. Colonial Metals Group has signed on for a full year as a sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show. That gives us security and stability, and I'm so thankful for it. So I want to encourage you guys to not only hit the like button and hit the join button on the Shannon Joy Show and join us on the live chat, but please go and check out our sponsors. It helps them, it helps us, and it's a way that you can support this show without any obligation. So if you go to colonialmetalsgroup.com right now, colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy, you can get all that information. So let's see what else we have going on the live chat. We have a lot of new faces, which I absolutely love. Politically hopeless is with us. Fear makes people do irrational things. Yes, I want to encourage all of you guys watching right now to go back and watch the beginning of this show with Alex Newman, half-hour interview man. He nails it. He knows what time it is. And fear is the game. They want us afraid of World War III. They want us afraid of nuclear war. They want us afraid of illegal immigrants in the subway system and illegal gangs coming in. They want us afraid of everything. A virus, a pandemic, financial collapse. And the way to resist this, the number one thing you can do is just don't be afraid. You know, and that's a choice every day. That's a choice that I decided to make as a Christian. I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus. And it was really right around the time of COVID-19 and this unknown pandemic, right? This aerosolized virus that, you know, you really reasonably could be very afraid of, even if you thought it was a bioweapon, you might even be more afraid of it, right? And so all those things were swirling around in the back of my mind. But I just decided, I made my peace with God at the time, and just decided that no matter what, I wasn't going to be afraid. I wasn't going to shut down life. I knew in my gut that certain things were good and right. Human touch, being outdoors, breathing freely without an appendage over your face or a filthy rag over your face. There were certain things that were just gut instinct. I knew that there is no way you could roll out a safe vaccine in 6 months, when clinical trials typically take 6 to 10 years. Okay, so there's some really basic things I knew were wrong. And so I just decided, it was a full-on decision. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm just not. And then that gave me the ability to go out and tell, like, really, really digest a lot of information, find really good sources, bring in these amazing doctors and scientists and epidemiologists that we ended up bringing into the program and becoming a resource, finding other people in the medical freedom communities. It is that refusal. It's simply a refusal to be afraid. That's all it is. And, you know, being afraid never added. I mean, having anxiety, worrying about tomorrow, worrying about what's going to happen or whether you're going to get sick or whether this is going to happen or that is going to happen doesn't add a moment to your life, okay? It doesn't add a penny to your pocketbook. You can walk out the door tomorrow, get hit by a bus, and it's all over, okay? So there is no point. It is an inefficient and wasteful use of time. And I'm like an efficiency kind of girl. So yeah. This is, you know, that's basically what we need to resist. That's, I think, in my opinion, step number one. So you guys are, okay, so let's see, 44 in the chat right now. Yeah, we were up to 1,000 people today on the Rumble views, which is amazing, you guys. I'm looking at the total right now. We're well over 600. We maintained a nice audience for quite some time. A lot of people ran away when I started talking about Trump. Which always happens, but you know what? We keep the good ones. So every time we get a little bit of help, I'm sure that Rumble put us up on the editor's pick page or gave us a little bit of love. So really appreciative of that. Or it was just Alex Newman, and everyone just loves Alex Newman so much that they all came in when he was on. But in any case, Zen Woman is reporting 44 in the chat, well over 1,000 watching, and only 5 thumbs up. Yeah, you guys have to smash the thumbs up button right now. So if you're in the chat, please give us a thumbs up. And that helps with, and also a follow, right? Follow the Shannon Joy Show right now so that you are alerted when we go live. We do go live. If you're new today and you're watching, we go live every day at 11 a.m.-ish. That's if I'm not running late, which often I am. And yeah, every single day we bring the best and brightest voices, thinkers, philosophers, economists, scientists, medical doctors to you on a weekly basis. And so that's what we do. Let's go to the live chat because we do have a lot of new people. Andy B99. Tom Wren says that Trump is the man and RFK cannot win. I disagree. Trump is definitely not the man and RFK can win if people wake up, dumb Trump, and just vote for him. Yeah, of course RFK can win. If people vote for him, he can win. I mean, come on. XO says, no one wants Hillary. I know that. Well, yeah, no, there's a blast from the past. We certainly do not want Hillary. Need a duo like Ron Paul and Dr. Shiva in the White House. So Dr. Shiva has reached out to me to come on the show. And it's the first presidential candidate who has reached out to us. And I think we're going to try to organize something there. He has some controversial views, I think, about Zionism that he really pushes out a lot. And that's kind of a tricky subject. It is a layered discussion and a complex discussion. And so, you know, I'm not sure. I think we'll have him on if he wants to be on. I like lots of free speech. And so whatever he needs to say, we'll see if we can get him on next week. And yeah, fear makes people do irrational things, says Politically Hopeless. Yep, absolutely true. Rumbling Tree is with us. You're new. Watching from overseas. I love that. This is a very bad approach. from what really happened. One-sided, nothing positive. Well, rumbling tree, nothing positive happened during 2020. 2020 and 2021 were the worst 2 years of my entire life. And I think most people watching today can say the same thing. Okay. 2020 and 2021 were utter disasters. And our governments did horrible, fascist, totalitarian things to all of us and subjected this country to killer vaccines, okay? So there's nothing positive to say. If we're doing a deep dive into what the government did to us in 2020 and 21, there's really nothing good to talk about. And unfortunately, it's not my fault that this happened under a Republican and a Democrat, all right? Don't kill the messenger here. I'm just telling you guys what happened. With, by the way, a great piece that is linked and hyperlinked. So yeah, what are you going to do? Studio 8424, Hillary is very much in the present. She runs it all. Oh, I don't know. Trump, Biden, Obama, Hillary, George W. Bush. I don't think any of them run anything. I think that they're tools. They're puppets. They play the roles and they play the game. I really do believe that things are being, the people running things, I don't really think we know their names, to be honest. I think they like to stay in the shadows, and that's what makes it very hard to pin them down and to know what their agenda is, right? But, controlled opposition is very important for people to understand, and it manifests on both sides of the political option or the political aisle. So, you know. All right, Studio 8424. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay. I'm sorry about your wife, Mary. Studio 8424 said 2015 was the worst year of my life. Oh. Well, I'm so sorry about that. And yes, you're right. You know, people have bad years. I guess I would say collectively as a country, in terms of liberty and our Constitution, 2020 and 21 were the worst years. But we're all praying for you, Studio 8424. And I just don't know what I would do. If I lost my husband, devastatingly handsome Dr. Joy, I just don't know what I would do. So our partners are so important. And we're praying for you. Ian the King is with us. I like the show. I'm watching from Uganda, East Africa. Oh my gosh, Ian the King. I'm so glad that you're with us from Uganda. So cool. Yes, you are a good man, Studio. 100%. Ian the King, we have tomorrow, Dr. Shankara Chetty will be with us. Full hour interview. Utterly riveting. Okay. Dr. Chetty saved tens of thousands of lives in the dark days of COVID-19. He's one of the original medical doctor warriors. He is up there with Dr. Zeb Zelenko. Okay. He's with us tomorrow telling his story and about his persecution in South Africa. Your corner of the world, Ian the King. Also, we have Dr. Henry Edling is going to be with us on Thursday, and he's another great one as well. So we are bringing in the African contingency, Ian the King. So tell all your friends that the medical freedom movement out of Africa is coming to the Shannon Joy Show tomorrow and Thursday in two amazing interviews. So make sure you don't meet that. You don't miss that. All right, we have one more read to do, and then we're going to close up shop today on the Shannon Joy Show. Of course, Field of Greens, love their products, okay? I do smoothies every day. I told you that I've been smuggling the Field of Greens, full serving of fruit and vegetable in every serving of Field of Greens. It's ground down to a powder. It's actual real fruits and vegetables, and you can put it in your shakes, your smoothies. You can mix it in water if you want to do it that way. Use it in some of your recipes if you want to be creative. But it is an easy, easy way to get your full servings of fruit and vegetables every single day. I've been giving it to my kids, but I'm now giving it to myself because I'm super busy. I don't have enough time to have healthy lunches. And so I've been doing this smoothies every day. I do frozen mixed berries, probiotic organic yogurt, right? Plus milk or almond milk, whatever I'm feeling like, and then a big old heaping scoop of the Field of Greens. And that's how I get full servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, no matter what. I also substitute in the smoothie. Sometimes I'll put the collagen. They have the vanilla collagen that I'll put in my coffee every morning, and that replenishes all of the collagen. It is a beauty secret of the ages for hair, nails, skin, you name it, because as you age, you reduce the production of collagen. So you got to put that stuff back so, you know, that you can look good as you're aging. And by the way, I'm pushing 50. So, you know, these are the kind of things that you think about. I really wish I would have decided to do the whole video thing maybe in my 20s or 30s. Probably would have been a little bit easier, but unfortunately I decided to take this route in my late 40s, which, you know, is never fun. So, you know, you gotta do the beauty secrets and take care of the skin and the hair. Collagen is a great way to do that. The product is Radiance from Field of Greens. Great collagen products, but they also have a mango collagen that I put in my smoothies as well. So I alternate between the Field of Greens and the mango collagen. And it's just a great way to get absolutely organic, pure, natural fruits and vegetables into your daily routine. You'll have way more energy throughout the day. You'll sleep better throughout the night, healthier hair and skin, help with digestion. You know, stomach issues, it helps out with. You'll just feel better and healthier overall. So go to fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreens.com. They have a whole product list. You guys will love everything. And with the promo code JOI, Joy, that's me, you will get an additional 15% off your entire order. Okay. So there's the show. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. Amazing conversation. Make sure that you share this with everyone you know. Give us a thumbs up. If you're watching right now, we have a nice, robust viewership on Rumble, well over 500 viewers, which is really cool. If you like what you hear today and you can hang with the big guys, make sure you give us a follow so that you are always alerted to when the Shannon Joy Show goes live every day. We're live at 11 on Rumble, Twitter, Spreely TV, every podcast platform you can imagine. And of course, our flagship 50,000 watt radio station, News Radio WHAM 1180, bringing you live coverage and the best guests every day. So make sure, super exciting. I'm traveling tomorrow. I will be in Austin on Thursday. I will be on the high wire with Del Bigtree to talk about all of this and more at 2 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. So thrilled to join the amazing team over at Highwire. And so make sure you tune in for that. And also our amazing interviews coming up for the rest of the week. So we will see you tomorrow right here on the Shannon Joy Show, and have a great day. Well, it looks like they're not letting me end the stream. Oh, why aren't any of my buttons working today? I want to get out of here, guys. Come on. Thanks, Axio. Still on, Shannon. Oh my gosh. I'm pressing the button here and they won't let me end the stream. So I think I'm just going to close down the window, and I guess that's how I'm going to have to end the stream today. What a nightmare. I think it all worked out. Okay, guys, let's try this again. Shannon Joy Show is over. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great one. We'll see you soon. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.